Well, the Grace Church treasurer went to the pastor with the bad news that they couldn't make the mortgage payment or pay the utilities. So the pastor went to his congregation on Sunday morning. "We need an extra large offering this morning." And then he added, "And we will honor the person who gives the largest offering by inviting him or her to pick out three hymns for the service." To the pastor's delight, there was a $1,000 check in the basket, which made him so excited, he asked the big giver to identify himself or herself so he could say thank you. So a quiet little lady sitting in the back corner shyly stood, and the pastor invited her to the front. Telling her how generous her gift was, he also invited her to select the three hymns. Her eyes brightened as she looked over the congregation and pointed to the three most handsome men in the sanctuary and said, "I'll take him and him and him." Tonight I'm going to talk about three hymns: O Come, Emmanuel, Away in the Manger, and O Little Town of Bethlehem, because they're so rich in theology and devotion as we celebrate tonight the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And those three hymns teach us so much about God's love for us. The first one I mentioned is O Come, Emmanuel. This is the hymn we've been singing all during Advent. And that word Emmanuel is a very important word because it means God is with us. See, that is who Jesus is. He is God with us. He's not merely some great teacher or prophet or very holy man. Jesus is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who became flesh. He is the eternal Son of God, the eternal Word of the Father. So that's who Jesus is, Emmanuel, God with us. As Scripture says in the Gospel of John, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." See, tonight we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, truly God and truly man. His birth was the most important event in all of history. In fact, the word history is spelled really his story. That's what history is. It's his story. Everything before Christ led up to this incredible moment when God would become a baby. And since then, 2,000 years have passed now, and we're now living in the Christian era. Even our time we divide between B.C., and A.D., Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. And even though people want to change those letters and make it, you know, before the Common Era and after the Common Era, we know that really what that event is the birth of Christ. That's the most important thing, that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Why did he send his Son? To open the gates of heaven for us, to pay the price for our sins, to die on the cross for us, to redeem the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that we might not perish, but that we might have eternal life. The second hymn is Away in the Manger. Again, such a beautiful hymn. And what I think we can learn from this hymn, the humility of God, that he could have been born in a great castle, he could have been born in some incredible palace, but he chose not to. He chose to be born in a stable and to be placed in a manger. Now, his first coming at 2,000 years ago, he came in obscurity and humility. Very few people knew that the Lord had come. And yet, when he comes a second time, to judge the living and the dead, he will come in power and majesty and glory. The first time the Lord came into this world, he came wrapped in swaddling clothes. The next time will be wrapped in the clouds of glory to judge the living and the dead. So the first time, which we celebrate tonight, is when he was born in time, in humility, and wrapped in those swaddling clothes, which were rags, placed in a manger, a feeding trough the animals would eat out of. And there was no room at the inn. So he was not born in some great place, but born in a cave. And in that stable where animals were placed. The last hymn is, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And from this beautiful hymn, we think about the Eucharist. Because Jesus was born in a town called Bethlehem. In Hebrew, that means the house of bread. And isn't this appropriate for Jesus, who himself would become the Eucharist, the bread of life? Every time we go to Mass, we attend Christ's Mass or Christmas. For us as Catholics, every day is Christmas Day. Because every day we have the opportunity to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. At every Mass, Jesus becomes present upon the altar. Bread and wine are changed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Again, the first time he came, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. In a few moments tonight, he will come again. This time, though, wrapped under the appearance of wheat and wrapped under the appearance of wine. So he will become present just as much as he was 2,000 years ago when he was born in Bethlehem. He will become present on this altar here in Leesburg, in this beautiful new church. So when we think of those words, O little town of Bethlehem, we should be reminded that Jesus is the bread of life. He was born in a town that meant the house of bread, placed in a manger, which would symbolize that he would feed the whole world with himself in the future. And at every Mass that we attend, every Mass is Christ's Mass. It is Christmas. That's where the word Christmas comes from. It is Christ's Mass. So yes, tonight we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He was placed in the manger to show his humility. And then he gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist. So how do we respond to this incredible love? Well, what I would suggest is that we make that decision to love Jesus more and more every day, to get to know him better, to pray every day, to read our Bible every day, and to study our Lord, to study the sacred scriptures, especially the Gospels, to get to know Jesus in his word, and then get to know him in the Eucharist. The same Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem will be born again upon the altar tonight under the appearances of bread and wine. So let's make sure we attend Mass faithfully every Sunday, maybe even during the week when we can, in addition to Sunday, to receive Jesus as often as we can. So I hope we will always remember tonight those three hymns. O come, Emmanuel, which reminds us that God is with us because Jesus is the Son of God. Away in the manger, to think about how humble God is to be born in a stable. And then remember that little town of Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, that Jesus loves us so much that he wasn't just born 2,000 years ago in an obscure village on the other side of the world, but that he's present in every Catholic church, in every Catholic tabernacle. We can receive him every Sunday and, in fact, every day.